proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Have you ever wanted to visit the Holy Land? For many believers, this is a trip of a lifetime. People save money, take time off, and plan perhaps years to make this happen. To help you prepare for this trip, I want to invite you to come to visit the Everlasting Nation Museum located here at IBJM in Hickson, Tennessee. The purpose of the Everlasting Nation Museum is to promote a biblical understanding of the history of the Jewish people and the nation of Israel through the love of the Messiah. Here, the Bible comes alive in a fresh way as we step back to the time of Abraham and taking a glimpse into God's plan for the Jewish people. Walking through the museum, you'll be presented with a miracle nation of Israel that God chose because of His love for them. Through struggles and blessings, you can see God's hand at work. In the center of the museum is the Holocaust Memorial. This exhibit presents the reality of the Holocaust when over 6 million Jewish people perished under Nazi tyranny. But, we must ask, did anyone stand up for the Jewish people and others during their time of peril? Fortunately, we can say yes. Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem, has recognized over 27,000 righteous among the nations. These were Gentiles who risked their lives to save Jewish people from the Nazis. One of the righteous among the nations is the family of Corrie ten Boom, known for the famous hiding place. In the museum, you will find a replica of Corrie's bedroom and the hiding place built to scale, modeled after the original in Holland. The ten Booms helped rescue close to 800 Jews and partisans through their efforts. But on the fateful day of February 28th of 1944, the police arrested the ten Booms. Corrie and her sister Betsy were eventually taken to the Ravensbrück concentration camp in Germany. Betsy died at the end of 1944, but Corrie was released about a week later on a clerical error. She later learned that all the women her age and older were killed. She saw this miracle as a testimony of God's love, grace, and forgiveness, and Corrie told her story wherever she went. As you enter into Corrie's bedroom and see the hiding place, we look back to the day of the raid. Four men and two women ran to the top floor of this bedroom and crawled through the small trap door in the closet, hiding behind this false wall. For 2 days, the refugees anxiously awaited until it was safe to leave. By the end of the war, one of the six had perished. This exhibit is modeled after the original hiding place in Holland, and again it serves as a testament of God's grace in the midst of trials. In these critical days, I believe it is necessary and vital that we understand the dangers of anti-Semitism and respond with truth. This exhibit is just a taste of your tour at the Everlasting Nation Museum. Through various displays and artifacts, the Bible will come to life when you visit the Everlasting Nation Museum here at International Board of Jewish Missions in Hickson, Tennessee. As you prepare for your visit to the museum, I did want to remind you of a few extra but important things. The museum also houses the Everlasting Nation gift shop, which includes hundreds of specialty items from Israel, including jewelry, art, greeting cards, ties, music, and Jewish holiday supplies. Books and media resources are also available concerning Jewish and biblical studies. We invite you to visit the Everlasting Nation Museum whenever you are in the Chattanooga, Tennessee area. Admission is free, and you may walk through on your own or request a guide. We are also open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4 p.m. If you are coming, we do encourage you to call us ahead of time to reserve your visit to the museum. Let me also encourage churches, small groups, or even homeschool groups to come and experience this unique museum. I know it will be a blessing to you. You may contact us here at 423-876-8150 or go online to our website at ibjm.org for more information. I know you will be blessed by your visit here. Our motto is simply, come and see, go and tell, and I hope to see you soon. It's been my pleasure to present to you the Everlasting Nation Museum and the Corrie ten Boom exhibit. Now contact us for more information. But if you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs, simply visit us at ibjm.org. And as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122:6, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.